Hello there. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to an all-new episode of The Soup Scoop, as we take you behind the scenes of DVUSD. We do a lot of things well here at DVUSD, including staying ahead of the curve with teacher vacancies. At the start of this school year, there were more than 2,200 vacancies across the state of Arizona. But DVUSD has a tiny percentage of that statewide number, thanks in part to the Teacher Prep Program, also known as TPP. On this episode of The Soup Scoop, we'll learn more about this game-changing program that other districts in-state and nationwide are monitoring as new teachers receive training and support while on the job in the classroom. This method not only helps the district close the gap on teacher vacancies, it helps dozens of people with various backgrounds get into public education and make a positive, purposeful difference in the lives of thousands of DVUSD students. You'll meet a former lawyer, a former retail salesperson, and even my former administrative assistant. They've all made that switch to teaching at DVUSD, and with the help of the TPP, they can make that switch now rather than wait years to go through a traditional educational route. And you'll hear their stories after this quick timeout on the Soup Scoop podcast.
If your child is turning 5 by August 31st, now is the time to sign him or her up for kindergarten at a DVUSD school. This is a new and exciting time for your child, with new surroundings, new friends, new skills, and new challenges. And DVUSD promises to nurture and care for your child in a safe and secure environment. DVUSD Kindergarten is a free full-day program with special classes for art, music, and PE. Before and after school care is also available. To sign up today or for more information, visit dvusd.org/kindergarten.
Welcome back to The Soup Scoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch. I just told you the basics of the DVUSD Teacher Prep Program, or TPP. Before we learn more about the people who have changed their professions to become teachers at DVUSD, let's get the scoop on what the TPP is with the program coordinator, Stephanie Eubank.
I'm Stephanie Eubank. I graduated from Arizona State University, Go Devils, and initially was going to, teach social studies at the high school level, but then I kind of fell into middle school and fell in love. And so I spent a lot of my career in the middle school, and I started off in a charter school and then moved to Alhambra Elementary. I taught 4th through 8th grade there, and then eventually came over to the bright side of the world at Deer Valley. I started off in the district as a parent, and then as a business partner, and then as a teacher at Deer Valley High School, and I taught EL at Deer Valley High School, and then came into teacher prep program coordinator. As the program was being born, that's when I kind of stepped into the role. So,
yeah. You got the knock on the door.
So I got the
knock on the door. And I got a deal for you.
Yes, it was just like that.
Tell me a little bit about this teacher prep program, maybe a little bit from an intro perspective is the dilemma that all schools are running into today,
yeah.
And then how we developed this program to meet that need. Talk a little bit about that and maybe a little bit about the program.
Yeah, so as wonderful of a profession as education is, it's hard to get people in the door, right? Like we know across the board that there is this teacher shortage. And so Deer Valley, as Deer Valley does, thinks outside the box. And so the program provided a way for teachers who have a bachelor's degree in something to be able to enter into the world that is education. And what I found is that there's a lot of people who always dreamt of being a teacher, but life happened. And, they had children or they decided that they were going to go into business, even though their heart was calling them into education. And they just took a different path to get here. And now we provide them with an alternative way to become certified and become a teacher.
So I'm working for the district or I'm at home. I have a bachelor's degree. So what do I do next?
Yeah.
What happens?
Give me a call. You can email me. You can look on our website. we have a little meeting and we talk about what brought you here, why teacher prep program, and then we start connecting you with open positions.
So I do my application to get into the program, probably interviewed, mm-hmm. Then finally put in a spot that fits me best. So I can start working. Do they pay me as a teacher and then I start taking classes? What happens?
Yeah. So one of the beauties of the program is that you start as a teacher. We get you on an alternative pathway certificate. You get into a classroom and you can start teaching, right away. And then we have three different programs, early childhood, which is pre-K through third grade. We have special ed, which is a K-12 certificate, and we have general education, which is K-8. So depending on which population of students your heart is calling you to, that's the program that you go into. And then you start taking classes while you are teaching. And we tried to design the program so it'd be very practical, so that the things that you learn in class, you can turn around and go into your classroom and implement the next day. So that way there's not a lot of like research papers or term papers like you wrote in college. It's more like, here's how instruction works. Now go do it and tell us about how that worked out for you.
You mentioned that I could get a certificate. So did Deer Valley get their program state approved and now the certificate is good in Arizona?
Yep, that's exactly how it works. So our program has been reviewed by the Arizona Department of Education and stamped by Arizona's Board of Education. So because of that, our program does lead to a classroom-based certificate in Arizona. It is good in Arizona. So if somebody decided to go through our program and then move to Tucson, their certificate would be good there. We believe that we're going to provide them with so much support and show them all the things that are great about Deer Valley that they're not going to want to leave. But it is good anywhere in Arizona.
How many people are currently in the program?
So right now we have 69 as of today.
Wow.
And then we're bringing in 12 more as of today, starting in January. So
wow. So they start taking classes, they get mentors, people to help them through. Tell me about how much this costs me if I'm thinking about, I can't afford to go to ASU,
yeah.
But if I go this route, well, how much is this going to cost me?
Yeah, so not only is there no tuition, it's completely tuition free, but then you also get put on a teacher contract, so you get paid while you are in the program as a teacher with all the benefits and responsibilities of being a teacher, right? So yeah, it's a pretty cool deal.
Right. So I can start teaching tomorrow. I can start getting trained sooner, right away. I get mentors. I get classes. How long does this take?
The program is 2 years.
Okay.
And we run the school year. So we offer some professional development in the summer, but nothing that's required. So just when school year is in, you are in class as well for the teacher prep program.
So this program, obviously being approved from the state, there's probably not very many school districts that has the horsepower that Deer Valley Unified has. Therefore, I'm assuming there's only two or three examples in the state that are actually doing this.
Yeah, and I don't mean this to brag, right? But there are a lot of school districts that are watching what we're doing. They're watching how well it works, and they're trying to replicate it. So I get phone calls on a weekly basis from other districts asking what we did, how we did it, how they could do it. I get to collaborate with other school districts, mostly on the east side. But one of the things that makes our program unique compared to the other school districts that are implementing it is that it's all in-house. So all of our courses are taught by in-house experts. And it's all based on what we do in Deer Valley, how Deer Valley works. And so the people in our program really get an intimate look at Deer Valley curriculum, the Deer Valley way, as we like to say, right? And it helps them build their professional network so that if they do, have a question about something or how do we do this or how do I do that, they have a professional network of in-house experts to call and be able to know I know this person at Student Support Services. I can call her and ask her to review my IEP, you know, and that's really powerful and comforting, you know.
It sounds like we've had really good success retaining those folks that are in the program as well. I'm thinking that the average listener is thinking of a university program that is probably more normal, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And so this is more customized to the working person because obviously you get your professional development as you go.
Right, right. And because you can implement it as you go, it makes it more real.
Okay. Versus going to a university, getting professors that have been disconnected from the classroom for 20 years are now teaching you how to teach. And
yeah.
Then you spend 2 or 3 years at a university, come back, get a job, and then they throw you in the fire. This way, we right. actually help you as you go.
Right, exactly.
That's the biggest difference,
That's
correct?
The biggest difference, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What words of wisdom do you have for people that are thinking about this option? Why should they do it or should they go a different plan?
I would say if you're wondering why you should do it, I would ask why not. Like, you know, it is tuition free. You do get paid as a teacher. You get so much support and you get to just be completely immersed in what we do here in Deer Valley, that we really work to set you up for success for a meaningful and long career in education.
Nice. So it sounds like I go to the dbusd.org website. Maybe put in the search engine teacher prep program and I'll be able to find Stephanie.
Yep.
And it engages people. It tells them, gives them the opportunity to join our program here. And as Deer Valley is one of the best places to work in all of the state of Arizona, 2 years in a row we've won the Forbes Best Midsize Employer back to back from the NIF, from the national perspective. We've won 4 years in a row at Arizona. So it's a great place to work. And we help support you as you grow. So the teacher prep program might be just right for a lot of folks out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the philosophies we have is that it's an asset-based program, right? So you have life experiences that set you up to be a good classroom teacher. And that's just as valuable as something that you pay to get credit for.
Sure. You might be looking at a 30-year-old versus a 25-year-old or a 40-year-old versus a 25-year-old that's just getting out of the university.
Yeah.
That's been through life a little bit, maybe struggling in business or did well in business and just wants a job with purpose.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
Good job, Stephanie. I'm sure your phone's going to be ringing off the hook.
Yeah. I hope that's exactly what happens.
So let it ring. So there you have the structure of the whole program, but what about the results? We have 3 new to DBUSD teachers who have experienced the program. And we'll start with Marcy Lebedz, a 4th grade teacher at Arrowhead Elementary. She'll share how she transitioned from a life as a lawyer to that of a teacher with TPP, and how the TPP experience helps teach her students, while also removing some of the barriers that she experienced as a child.
All right, hi everyone. My name is Marcy Lebedz. I currently work at Arrowhead Elementary School as a 4th grade teacher. I am a part of the teacher preparation program provided by the Deer Valley Unified School District. My journey is very long and interesting. Originally, I'm from Poland, and you know, English is my second language, and I make a big deal out of that because I think having the skill of learning English actually helps me teach my students. The interesting thing is, after college, I decided to go into law school because I was able to help a lot of people in the Chicagoland area, especially in the Polish community, solve the problems they had when they were basically used by other people, not paid, significant charges for unpaid rent, et cetera, et cetera. So I went into the legal profession, and first I worked for the city of Chicago in the law department as a prosecutor, and then as a defense attorney for the city, and then I decided to open my own law practice. Upon moving to Arizona, I told my husband, since he wanted to move, that I'm just not going to work. I'm just going to sit at home and stare at the wall. But of course, he knew me better than that. When I came to Arrowhead Elementary, which is the school that my children started to attend, I met a person from the PTO, and she, you know, said, "Why don't you come join the PTO? It's a lot of fun, etc." And in fact, she was 100% correct. I'm still a member of the Arrowhead PTO, which I love. Anyway, so at the PTO meeting, the principal, Mr. Torrey, says, "Well, you're sitting at home. Why don't you come and substitute?" I'm like, "Well, I never thought about that." So I started to substitute. My first assignment, of course, was science, my favorite subject, and social studies in sixth grade. this was like from November to, you know, the end of the quarter. And then starting January, they moved me to fifth grade where I worked as a substitute from January through the end of the school year. Initially, I was kind of like, you know, doing the best I can. The other teachers were very helpful, the team in fifth grade. And what got me to like kind of stick with education is the fact that the students were making comments like, you know, I enjoy having you as a teacher. I have learned so much. Before I was just staring at the clock, but now since you're here, this actually makes sense. This is so interesting. So I'm kind of like, you know, I'm really enjoying this. I love the students. I feel that they're doing very well, especially in math. So I decided to stay. I learned about the teacher prep program from you, Dr. Finch, when you awarded me the certificate for like the outstanding substitute of the year or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to look into that. So in fact, I did. So I started to work in fourth grade and I joined the teacher prep program. For me, this has been, you know, a great opportunity. I'm a learner. I love learning. So everything, I'm taking everything in. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, you know, how can you go from being a lawyer to being a teacher? And I'm like, well, it's very easy. You have all these organizational skills because when you're a teacher, you're everything. You're not just a teacher in the classroom. Sometimes you're the parent. Sometimes you're the nurse. Sometimes you're the leader that needs to motivate the kids, right? So I think a lot of the skills I had in my own law office that I was operating in Chicago actually transfer here. Computer skills, presentation skills, speaking skills, teaching someone about what you're trying to teach them, the subject matter. You know, that's what I had to do, a trial, present a case to the judge who had no knowledge of what this case was really about, right? So you had to convince the judge so that he would rule or she would rule for you. The same thing here. I believe that those skills, you know, help me with my students, and I see growth in my students. I'm also, you know, I'm a mother of two kids, so I know how kids are in the sense that, you know, things could become boring, especially since everyone's into technology today, so you're trying to make things fun for the kids. In terms of the teacher prep program, I have, you know, my wonderful coaches, Kim Edelson, Katie Baker, Stephanie Eubank, and Jennifer Louis are all some of the people I have run into through the teacher prep program, which have, you know, they have provided me with excellent class strategy, information on how to make my life easier as a teacher so that I could actually concentrate on teaching the kids and having these strategies available. The teacher prep program also makes me feel like I'm not just alone in this world, meaning that, oh, look, there are other people who change their careers, and it's okay to do it because life is a journey, not a destination. So I love to learn, and I'm going to continue with it. You know, there's just a lot of things that the teacher prep program offers. Sometimes people ask me, well, weren't you scared because, you know, you didn't know this and you didn't know that? And I'm like, well, I'm the type of a person that even if I'm scared, I still go for it. So that's how you have to be in life. So I really highly recommend the teacher prep program. Not only did I, you know, meet these wonderful coaches who actually share everything they have to educate you and to make your life easier so that you could become a teacher that's teaching and not a teacher who's like running administration stuff, trying to, you know, survive in your classroom. I have met other people who, you know, we met each other at the program. You know, we've become friends. We exchange information. We exchange strategies. So I love, like, when I go to the class, I really enjoy it. It's like my time for myself away from, you know, everything at home and here in the classroom. So that's what I have to say about that.
Oh, nice. Well, I'm going to go back in time a little bit. About a month and a half ago, I walked into your classroom. Tell me what happened that day.
All right. So that day, I was in the middle of math class. And, of course, Dr. Finch walks in. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And you handed me a certificate because my students from last year, they had shown growth on their Arizona State assessment in math. And yes, I started crying. I got very emotional because I was so proud of them. You know, it's not easy, you know, when you change into something and, you know, I saw the growth in the classroom because I saw their district results and I saw what they were doing in the classroom. But just to see that growth, that they actually follow the strategies, that they actually follow the recommendations, that it's going to take them somewhere. Because I always try to make my classroom environment not just in the classroom. You know, what are we going to do when we go to the store? Are we going to have enough money? Are we going to estimate? Are we going to add or subtract or multiply? Because we don't have that much time to, like, stand there for an hour and, you know, calculate. So I was very proud of them. And, you know, I felt like that certificate was actually for the kids because they actually listened. And, you know, I had amazing kids last year. They really put in the effort. You know, initially it was hard because I have so many strange rules, like listening skills or reading skills, as you could see on the board. I started to write Happy Tuesday because I just write what they're supposed to do when they come in. This year, the same thing. The kids are showing growth. They're really trying. I try to make it fun for them as much as I can. I really believe in writing it down on paper because a lot of our kids spend a lot of time on the computer. I know my son at home, you know, games constantly. But in fact, you know, let's organize our paper, like especially in math. Let's underline, let's highlight. And I always tell the kids when I come back, if I ever go to the doctor's office or, you know, wherever I go, I come back and I tell them, you know, when I was at the doctor's office, the nurse was writing stuff on paper. The doctor was looking at a computer or at an image. They have to have these skills. When I went to get my medication, they had to weigh it out. They had to know what's an ounce versus something else. So I actually try to show the kids that what we're learning in school is not just boring to survive the day. We're going to use these skills to for the future. And I think that the other thing about the teacher prep program, you know, that I learned over there is like, you know, to open the minds of the students. Like, you know, when I was in school, it's like the teacher showed you one way to do something and that was it. You know what I mean? Here at the teacher prep program and, you know, the district information like that I get from the math, for example, the math department from Katie Baker and Kim Edelson, they send these cool, you know, ideas for the kids to do, and they encourage you to show the kids in one way or another and another. And I think that's so important because, you know, I tell the kids, people, I could show you like five different versions, but the truth is when you get older, you're going to use the version that works for your brain. Mm. Also from the district prep program, they talked about, you know, like how it's, sometimes we get stuck in a problem and it's hard to get out of that hole. And I have the kids massaging their brains with their fingers so that they feel better. It's okay if we have a problem. It's okay if I make a mistake. The biggest struggle, I think, at every school year that I've noticed so far is that the kids are afraid to make a mistake. So I go to the board and I make a mistake. And actually, I reward my students with this Panther Power Reward System here at Arrowhead. I reward my students by saying, you know what, I know I made a mistake, and I will make many, trust me. But I'm glad that you're watching me and you're helping me fix that mistake. That means you're paying attention. You're on top of it. So that's another thing that, you know, I got from there, that it's okay that we think differently. And I encourage that, you know, in all subject matters. For example, in English, you know, I mentioned the English as a second language because one of the classes that I took with Stephanie Eubanks is, you know, the English learner class. So, you know, a lot of the ideas she presented, I could totally associate with because when I moved here from Poland in 1984, there was no English as a second language program in the school I attended. I remember till this day that the nun that was teaching me at the Catholic school I attended, she gave me this book with a picture of an apple, and she said the letter A for apple, right? So for the rest of my life, you know, I thought that apple, the A, only makes that sound A, like the short A sound versus the long A sound, you know? So actually, I tell this story to the kids, but in fact, you know, like for example, the English Learners Program that Stephanie presented to the TPP program helped me not only for the English learners, but it actually helped me for regular students who struggle with vocabulary. She presented all sorts of like ideas of how to give this information to the kids, you know, how to make it fun so they actually remember and that they have strategies. You know, what can I do if I don't understand a word? What can I associate it with? So, for example, even in my math class, we were talking about decomposing and composing, and I had the kids think about Legos. You know, draw me a Lego piece on your whiteboard when you have composed, you know, a castle, and now decompose it. So they, like, actually drew, like, little pieces of Legos, or, like, I compose a bouquet of flowers versus decompose it, or compose music or versus decompose it. So I try to use, you know, different words, because I know when I went to school, you know, I had a lack of vocabulary for a very long time because the teachers weren't repeating the words. They didn't show us, you know, the antonyms, the synonyms. So, you know, part of the TPP program for that point for the English learners actually helped me in regular English class as well. Yes.
Wow. Very nice. No, I just wanted to, again, thank you for choosing us, choosing Deer Valley, and choosing the teaching profession, because life is about purpose. And it's obvious that you found it.
Yes.
And it was in the passion in your voice when you explained to the kids, when I did hand you that certificate. It really hit heartstrung. That note was definitely heard in the room. The kids, they got it. This is why we're here. This is why my teacher's here, and it made sense to them. And I was a need to be a part of that moment. And it reminds us why we're here. And so I just wanted to say thank you for joining us, and also want to say, great job. And again, if we could clone you, we would.
All right, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
and
you very
keep
much.
Up the great work.
All right, thank you so much.
Now we go from the courtroom to the sales floor, as Pauline Brown was growing tired of the 24/7 life in retail sales. She was pulled into entry-level work at the Terramar Academy of the Arts a few years ago, and is now enjoying her time as a special education teacher.
My name is Pauline Brown. This is my fourth year at Terramar. But prior to Terramar, I worked for 23 years in retail. I got my education in California, UC Davis, early childhood education, and I thought that was the path I was going to go down. And then retail just was one of those things that kind of fell in my lap, and I spent my career doing retail, and 4 years ago decided that I was done with that retail schedule and worked 365 days a year, didn't have holidays off, weekends off, nights off, any of that stuff, and spent a good amount of time talking with my family about, okay, we need to make some changes. And I had always been drawn to education and thought that, you know, I'm going to get myself into the school setting. And I applied to Terramar in the paraprofessional role. And that was where I started here, working in the lower level LC or learning center. And I loved it. I loved it. I had kids in there that totally bonded with, just great relationships, and passionate about it, and was really happy with the decision, and would have stayed there. But the library position opened up here, and that was truly like my dream job. I told Sharon when I saw the opening, like, if I could do the library position, I would do that. And, you know, she could bury me here. That would be the job I would do forever until the TPP program presented itself.
What has that program offered you, and what are you learning from it? And maybe how do you apply it to your everyday work now as a teacher in the classroom?
So the TPP program has been amazing because it's given me the opportunity to learn and grow in my role. There are amazing supports. We have teacher mentors that support us. We have the facilitators from the TPP program that support us. There are three teachers actually from Terramar that are participating in that program as part of the original cohort. So we've been going through classes together. And it's awesome because we go to class, we learn different strategies for working with special education kids, and then we're able to come back to school and apply those strategies, you know, right away in the job as we're going through the learning. We get a ton of feedback. We get a ton of support. It's helped with writing IEPs. It's helped with building relationships. It's helped with just professional growth. Like, there's so many benefits to it. And I think, you know, for the district to provide that free of charge to somebody who's learning in their role is an amazing benefit. So I feel really lucky to have had the opportunity to do that.
We have a lot of different folks that listen to this podcast, from new kids just thinking about what I want to do with my life, all the way to people that maybe are on another profession and are not happy that their job doesn't have purpose.
Yeah.
What message do you want to send to that range of people that are thinking about going into education? Because obviously public education is also getting some outside noise.
Yeah.
And now that you're on the inside of the operation, how does that fill your bucket? What has public education done for you now that you're on the teacher side?
I feel like personally it's absolutely filled my bucket. It's the most rewarding job I've ever had. It maybe is the most frustrating job at times that I've ever had, but the rewards so outweigh any of that, that, yeah, I mean, 100-fold, the benefits are amazing.
Nice. And you get a chance to make a difference.
Every single day.
Students.
And it's not always a big difference. Sometimes it's little incremental differences that you see. You see a student reaching a goal that they've been working on for, you know, months, and then it clicks, or they come, you know, do something kind or say something kind, or you see them interacting with another student, reaching out to help them because they've built confidence in something. Like, there's just so many different ways that you get rewarded working with the students. It's amazing.
Well, all the rumors about you then are probably true. I heard you're amazing. Your colleagues talk a lot about your skill set and how you are a great learner and you know how to apply your work. That rumor has spread around, so that's why I'm sitting here. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
And again, if you can continue to pass the message of how the TPP has been impactful in your life and how you're now impacting other kids, we appreciate it.
Of course.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You may have figured out that the TPP is a program that is near to my heart. One reason is someone who was once near to me is going through the program right now. And when I say near to me, she was literally 20 feet away from me at the district office. Several months ago, Amanda Wilson was my administrative assistant, and she came to the district office with years of experience in public education. But we knew she had the skill set and ability to lead the classroom, and now she'll share her story of how TPP has set her up for success at Mountain Ridge High School.
So I'm Amanda Wilson, and I currently am working at Mountain Ridge High School. I started off here with Arizona working in Barry Goldwater with DVUSD and moved from there into working with you at the district office. Before that, I worked with Child Find in Texas, and before that, I was a restaurant manager in the Middle East. So at the point of changing my career, I was looking for something with a flexible schedule, something more of a family-based schedule, where I could take the skills and the lessons I'd learned, and luckily with my college degrees that I had already completed and had a great time working with those, I could change and adapt that into working with DVUSD and the TPP program.
Talk a little bit about that program, what you've learned about it, the things you're getting out of it. It sounds like you have some classes. It sounds like they put you in groups, maybe some mentors. Talk a little bit about that. What's it look like?
So it's really nice. The TPP program is the classes once a week on, right now for my class, it's specifically on Wednesdays. So it's not a large time of outside requirements. So it's a good balance there for us as well as a family. And we spend some time working with psychologists come in. We've had deputy superintendents in, like Dr. McCusker. We have student support services in, and we get to hear with them as well as ask questions. We also work in small groups with different ages, so it's not just high school, it's elementary, and it's even preschool, pre-K, all working with special needs, or you can also go into the other fields as well in the different cohorts. So with that, we meet nightly, we study, we gather up at our schools, we create our own little community that helps us support on Wednesdays throughout the week, and then we are able to build that into our schools and work with each other and grow that into a larger cohort like our PLC groups. The mentor teachers are great. We get to meet with them differently for being, whether you're new to Ridge or in the TPP, they're stopping by, emailing, checking in, offering any types of suggestions, and even like Stephanie, Miss Eubank has even brought and different like sensory tools to help us in the classroom where we found that as well.
So you're in the special education branch, and we have two other branches, the early child one, childhood one, and then the general education. So what you're referring to is the specialization of your classes in real time. So you're getting real feedback about what's really happening in your classroom today and how you can help improve and learn all the rules, regulations, the systems that are involved in teaching in real time.
Yeah, it's really great because we get to share kind of where we've had our successes. So there could be a neighbor next to you sitting in class that's having that struggle or having difficulty with that, and you can share your wins. As well as you or yourself or someone who is sharing might have a similar struggle as yourself. And we get to spend time in class discussing those options, learning all the rules. There is quite a lot to make sure that we are supporting our students in the best possible way. And every day we're full of questions, and when we come out, we're full of answers.
Nice. And so in your case, you started in the parapro support type position as you were going through Deer Valley, watching the machine work, and then someone approached you and said, hey, what about this teacher prep program? Because you already had a degree. And then from there, what did you have to do to get in?
So it was a great experience. Yes, I started off working in the professional side of Deer Valley. And luckily you and Ms. Eubank and, you know, are all looking for the right people to be sitting in the right seat of the bus. And that always has stuck with me that we're great in the jobs we do, but we could be even greater in the jobs we could do. And so the process was quite simple. Conversations, learning about it, time to ask questions, make sure it was right, not only just for me, but my family. And the district was really supportive, making sure I kept that balance because that was a priority for me as well. And then we had our interviews, and, you know, I had a great opportunity to speak with Ms. Eubank, even go into some classes, kind of see what was going on, get the day-to-day idea, so that way when I was ready to jump all in, I wasn't going in empty-handed or without information. I was knowledgeable and as prepared and continually prepared throughout the school year.
So now you're in the program, what, 6-8 months now? What have you, what say are the top couple, three things that you are say that this really worked out for me?
So the part of it going into this first semester is there's been a lot of questions, a lot of scenarios that go through where you might doubt, did I do that right? And I think the class is really good with that, where you can come in and talk and discuss, and we're talking about law, we're talking about lessons, we're talking about advice that other schools are trying or doing within our, you know, our very diverse district. And I think that's important. We get that information coming out.
How about you personally? Do you like the schedule? Do you like that you became a, you signed a teacher contract probably out of the gate and just kept started rolling, yes?
Yeah, so we started off with a full teacher contract, which was great because that also helped my family balance its roles and responsibilities, as well as encouraging me knowing that I came out with the full support of the district. So it wasn't coming in as a partial or as half in. It was all in, both the district all in on me and me all in my classrooms. And I think that's a great thing that comes into it at this time, where when we step into the classroom, you're not, while you're in the TPP program and you're still learning to be a teacher, you're still getting able to jump in and have the ownership of being a teacher. So when I walk into my classes, it's coming in saying, yep, I'm the teacher, I'm here, let's get started, let's rock and roll. And the students respond and receive you that way versus, you know, something that could be less temporary, could be harder to build those relationships.
Sounds good. Sounds like you've been doing well. I've heard good things about you already. And it's pretty exciting to see the teacher prep program work and obviously make an impact on you personally, but also on the students that you interact with. So keep up the great work.
Yeah, thank you. And it's really exciting. It's not only me in Mountain Ridge. There are several TPP in Mountain Ridge, and they are succeeding and excelling. And every day we hear our students talking about each other, and I think that will grow and continue when we change our careers midlife. Be a little scary, be a little unsure on whether or not the bridge is going to be stable, but I've felt nothing but stable walking this new bridge.
Nice. It's really a job with purpose, something you can't trade in.
Exactly.
You've heard about TPP, and you've heard just three of the dozens of people who have made a shift in their life and careers, finding purpose in the classroom with DVUSD. If you are interested in TPP and how to make that shift too, visit DVUSD.org/TPP. And you can see if the program is right for you in finding your purpose. As we head into the holidays, we're going to take a little break with the podcast. Our next episode is scheduled for January 10th. So until then, enjoy some time with the family and get recharged and refreshed for the second half of the school year. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, and now you have the inside scoop on DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.